This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington off of North Collins Street. If you want to come and see us. See? I told you there's people here. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to do the combo platter, and I am going to go wireless. I was just told, though, that our headphones for the wireless mic don't work. So if you're going to be saying things to me, there's a good chance I won't hear them. Hopefully they will not be negative things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Corey's busy right now. But right now, let's do some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because 877-881-1053. Although I can think of no better Buffalo Wild Wings commercial than Corey going, because he's eating the burger as opposed to taking part in the segment.
The burger here is fantastic. The All-American burger is phenomenal. I've told you this when we were in Louisville was the first time I had that one. It is a great burger. So if you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling wings today, that's perfectly fine. They got a burger that's amazing.
Because I thought it was kind of sacrilege to go to the wing place and not get wings, but here we are.
You're just there to eat good food, Kevin, and have good times with good people.
Okay, I like that. I like that. All right, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. I'm going to start with win because. I'll admit this has become more difficult by the week. I'm going to stick by this one, though. Cowboys win because Jaden Daniels has hit the rookie wall. Now, when we talked earlier with John Keim, he said, look, Jaden Daniels hasn't appeared on the injury report whatsoever. And so Dan Quinn, he said he's not hurt. And so I understand he's been holding his ribs and stuff. But I'm going to throw out the alternate theory that he's just kind of hit a rookie wall. He started the season 7-2. Set an NFL record with an 82.1% completion percentage through the first 4 weeks of the season. But in the last 4 weeks, how's he looking? 28th in the NFL with a completion percentage of 59.5%. So whether you think it's because it's the ribs that are still bothering him, it's the rookie wall, it's the whatever, he has really struggled compared to where he was over the last month in particular, and the Cowboys take advantage of that in this game. That is how I think they're going to win.
Okay, man, that's a definite plan right there. If you can make that happen for him, that is a really good plan. For me, the Cowboys win if they can control the game with the running game. Their offense, Kevin, I'm not concerned about their defense as much, honestly.
Okay.
I know they've given up points, but that's because that defense is dead tired by the second
half. Their offense ain't helping them out at all.
Their offense is three and out in this sucker over and over and over. And even when they do, you know what's really crazy, Kevin? What were our biggest complaints about this offense before Dak's injury? They get into the red zone and then they shoot themselves in the foot over and over and over. And that's what they continue to do with Cooper Rush. They're undisciplined. Their offensive line's undisciplined when it comes to their technique, their hand placement, the holding, the offsides, false starts. They're just an undisciplined team on that offensive line right now. They need to get into that focus with the run game that they can look, man, we're just trying to get 4 yards right now. That's all we're trying to accomplish. We're just trying to get 4 yards on this play, on the next play, and on the next one. That gives us first downs. They need to get into the red zone and do that. So if they can control the ball or the game running the ball, control this clock, not give Jaden Daniels opportunities to just say, I'm slinging it because he can't, he has lots of time on the clock to do it, then I think they have a better chance of winning this one.
Now, this person's going to be sad, but I like the detail they put into it. From the 817, Cowboys win because a solar eclipse happens every time they get the ball and eliminating the death sun. Now, this is a road game, so, and it's at noon. So I don't think the sun will play as big of a factor. Why are you looking at Daniel Jones on the Cowboys website?
Our web guy and Alec both have sent us this. On the Cowboys website, when you go click on Brian Anger, Daniel Jones and his stats pop up. I don't understand why this is, but
did
when you...
Did somebody hack the Cowboys website?
They had to have.
Don't cheer for that.
Yeah, this isn't a... Don't cheer for this. Is this the Cowboys just going, you know what, let's get some attention, baby. Any headlines are good headlines.
You know what, if they're going to do that, what I want them to do is legitimately go all in on making your salary cap explode. Claim Daniel Jones off of waivers. Pick a quarterback to start the draft. Let's really put all of our assets into that one position.
I will say this, though. I haven't been able to replicate this on the computer. I've only seen it
on the phone. Okay,
so I don't know
gotcha.
If that's a digital thing. Alec, have you been able to replicate this on the computer?
Yeah, Carter was able to pull it up on his laptop behind me. I pulled it up on my phone. So we've gotten two or three different ways of pulling this up. I don't know because it's weird. It says Brian Anger's name, but even if you tab off of it and go back to it, it still shows Daniel Jones and his stats.
Now people are showing us pictures of Brian Anger has returned on the website. I don't know what in the world is happening here.
Clear your cookies.
All right, from the man. From the 817, Cowboys win because Washington was not prepared for the Cowboys to score a touchdown on the opening drive. That is great point. Nobody.
Who would be?
Absolutely.
With this team?
From the 214, we win because we use Turpin more. I like that. Obviously, that was your one quick strike touchdown that you saw this last week.
The stat that they've only thrown two slants to him this year, or that he's lined up for two slants this year, is insane to me. He is not a burner that's going to go high point a ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
He's a fast man.
Yeah.
But he's not high pointing anything. If he's going to be wide open downfield, it's because he lost a cornerback or lost a safety and busted coverage. They need to get the ball in his hands faster and create ways to have Yak. That's exactly, like, it needs to be built into the play. That's how you use Turpin. They've been using him so wrong in all these other situations. But that being said, he was always behind other receivers. He was the third guy. And now he could be the first guy if CeeDee Lamb's situation doesn't work out for him.
Now, for a lot of people, the Cowboys lose because it was easier to piece together. From the 6-8-2, Cowboys win because we don't. Cowboys lose because of Jerry's bad decisions. By the way, I'm at the bar. All right.
What's
shout
up,
out to the people at the bar as well. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who think the Cowboys are not going to win unless the Commanders collectively get high ankle sprains. Mm. Everybody on the team. Now, Cowboys lose because, believe it or not, this Dan Quinn team is not good at forcing turnovers.
No, they're not.
But they don't give up the ball. So here's what I was going to focus on. Washington only has 10 takeaways this season. I think that's only one better than the Cowboys. So the Cowboys could take advantage of a turnover-free game and pull off the upset, except for the fact that the Commanders are tied for first in the NFL with only 5 giveaways. So I think what you're going to see is the turnover battle fall against the Cowboys yet again, and the Commanders are going to take care of the ball, and they are going to win this game.
All right, I'll have this conversation real quick.
Okay.
Because Dan Quinn, it is his team, right?
Yes.
And there are lots of elements of his defense here.
Like the lack of ability to stop the run?
Well, okay. But and the pressure, you know?
Yes, that is true.
Al Harris was the secondary coach. The secondary this year for the Cowboys has done some different things because of what Mike Zimmer's asking them to do. They turn their back to the quarterback. Whenever Al Harris was here with Dan Quinn, they faced the quarterback. They kept their eyes on him. That's what allowed them to get interceptions because they were watching the quarterback because they knew the pressure was coming from their edges. This now, when it comes to what we're seeing there, Joe Witt is in charge of that defense. He's the one calling those plays. Dan Quinn it's his team, but he's not the defensive coordinator. It's more his philosophy that he worked on with Joe Witt while he was here with the Cowboys. And I wonder how much Al Harris had to do with what they were doing. The pressure's important. The pressure creates the panic in the quarterback. But on the back side of it, the talent isn't there for their secondary. That's been a real thing. That's why they went and got Lattimore. But that has been a reality for them, is that it's a little bit different than everything that was being called while Dan Quinn was here with the Cowboys.
877-881-1053 for everyone who wants to get involved in the conversation. From the 903, the Cowboys lose because two very successful coaches, but only one is truly motivated, and that is Dan Quinn.
And that's a very valid fact right there.
From the 972, Cowboys win because Jerry accepts responsibility for this failure of a season, and all the players play significantly better because of that. I mean, look, I feel like you have gotten as much of a version of accountability as you're going to from him. So, like, if you don't like what you've heard so far, I hate to tell you, I think that's the most you're going to get.
And Kevin, I mean, the what you've gotten this year is probably about as much as you've ever gotten out of the entirety of his career here, right?
I could see that.
Except for maybe whenever he bought the team and said, I have to fire Tom Landry. Like, that was another form of that. I'll go with Cowboys lose because they can't stop the run. Eckler, Robinson, Kevin, I've had him on my fantasy team. When he's not injured, he has been fantastic for my team. He's good in short yardage. He's good on first downs. He's a very good running back. He's dangerous, and I think that's going to give the Cowboys fits. They're going to get gashed a few times.
We continue to monitor the situation. We're on the Dallas Cowboys website. You can find the profile of Daniel Jones under Brian Anger. And that's a shame because Brian Anger is a really good player. I know he's a special teams player, but he's been very good for this team.
But he also has had two passes that have just...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Fallen very short of what they've been trying to do. So maybe
they were complete, but you're right about that. From the Cowboys win because they're a dumb franchise who's going to win a meaningless game and cost them draft position. That I'm in the position now where I'm probably rooting for them to lose for the draft pick.
I understand. And this sounds dumb. You're rooting for it.
Yes.
There are players on that team that don't want to put out bad tape.
Oh, for
there
sure.
There are people on that team that have too much pride.
Definitely.
Like, Jordan Lewis isn't going to go out there and say, let us lose this game so that we can have a better draft pick. That is something that you're battling. If you're Stephen Jones and you're Jerry Jones, you're sitting there going, I still want them to give the fans something exciting. So there are different. Everybody out there is playing for a different purpose, and they're not. I don't think any of them are out there playing for your purpose, which is trying to get better draft.
As they should not be.
Absolutely not.
From the 512, Cowboys win because Mingo goes off for 12 catches on 15 targets, 200 yards, and 3 touchdowns. If he does that, we better win that game.
Heck yeah, we should.
Because if we don't win that game, I don't know what's happening. From the 940, Cowboys win because they're a damn good football team.
That's what Micah said.
He did. From the 469, Cowboys lose because they're the Cowboys.
Mm.
We're the KNC masterpiece
over
right here.
The last 3 years.
I know, Steven. I know. Coming up next, It's time for the Combo Platter Zoo Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is your favorite animal to see at the zoo? We're going to do that next live from Buffalo Wild Wings, and I believe we're going to go wireless with this thing next right here on The Fan.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and we are in Arlington, North Collins location for Buffalo Wild Wings for our Friday football feast. We got all the Tolos out here hanging out with us right now, and Kevin is making his way around the room because he is going to take part in what we like to call the combo platter. Now, Kevin, I'm going to give a real quick example of how the combo platter works so everybody knows exactly what to do. First, you give a sports opinion. Then you give, today, it is National Zoo Day, Zoo Edition.
It's actually not National Zoo Day, I just made it up.
Okay, Zoo
but
Edition.
But still Zoo Edition.
Give us your sports opinion, and then what is your favorite animal to see at the zoo? Kevin, here's my sports opinion. I'm stealing it directly from the boss. I want Rhett Lashley's agent. Rhett Lashley, last year, November of 2023, got a multi-year deal from SMU, and he is now 27-10 at SMU. He just signed another extension. So he got a multi-year deal last year, and now he signs another extension to go on top of it because of his success at SMU. My favorite animal, I love lions. But when I go to the zoo, those giraffes are just insane. Their heads are way up there, and you're way up there, and they're like, you want to feed them some lettuce? And you're like, sure. And that tongue comes out, and it's the size of my arm, and I'm like, ah, it's scary. So there you go. That's how you do it.
Okay,
luck,
I did
Kevin.
Like giraffes. That kind of freaked me out a little bit. All right, so I have wandered over to our Tolo table, whether they like it or not. Now, sir, will you tell us your name, please?
Guy.
Now, you were here for about 10 seconds, and then you won one of our drawings. Do you think that's fair to the people that have been here for like 3 hours?
Not at all.
Okay. Do you have a sports opinion for me?
No.
Kevin,
all right. What's about to happen next is your fault.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to go over here to your wife. Will you tell everybody what your name is, please?
Allison.
Now, Allison, can you please give me a sports opinion? For the love of God, people. I'm going to give you a heads up. This is how it's going to work. Sports opinion, favorite zoo animal. All right. You like monkeys. All right. Actually, my other question for you is, how good is your husband at being a husband?
Perfect.
Out of 10?
10 out of 10.
Now, that's a lot of pressure right there. Your wife just said you're perfect at being a husband. Would you also rate her a 10 at being a spouse?
Yes.
Ooh, good answer.
How
good
often
answer.
Do you elaborate on answers as opposed to one-word answers?
Not very often.
Okay, I got more than one word that time. That was
nice.
Good. That was good.
Good job, guys.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to come over here. Sir, will you tell us your name? And if you don't have a sports opinion, I might give up.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name and your sports opinion?
My name is Dan.
Total Dan.
My sports opinion, Deion Sanders would be great coach.
For the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes. It's not going to happen.
Hold on. Who wants to see Deion as the Cowboys head coach?
Oh, interesting.
Sounds like most people think your sports opinion is dumb. Do you have a backup sports opinion?
Cowboys win.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Who here thinks the Cowboys will win on Sunday?
All right. There's mixed reviews there. Mixed reviews.
Dan, I want to tell you that I appreciate you coming out to these Buffalo Wild Wings, but these sports opinions aren't working out for you really well, are they? Okay, this is your last shot. I'll never have you on air again if this doesn't go well.
Kevin, you need to make sure that microphone
Dallas
gets...
Dallas Mavericks will win.
What? Okay, they're going to win the championship?
I think he said every game. He said every game, yeah.
They weren't really cheering for him. I held up a sign that says clap if you like cookies. So that's okay. That's okay. All right. We're done with your portion, except if you can tell me what's your favorite animal at the zoo.
Just like Corey, the giraffe, and definitely Fort Worth Zoo.
Okay. Oh, in your face, Dallas. In your face. All right. I have another gentleman here who is a frequenter at the Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm going to warn you. I'm going to put this microphone like really, really close to your face. What is your name, and do you have a sports opinion that will make people in this Buffalo Wild Wings proud?
Yes.
Why did you have first to think about what your name was?
I thought about my sports opinion.
What is your sports opinion?
That we were going to have the lowest ratings out of any Thanksgiving game in Cowboys history.
Mm.
Actually, I want to put that to the test. Who thinks that we're going to bomb on the Thanksgiving ratings for the Dallas Cowboys?
It's too much cheering, I feel
like.
All
right, people like your opinion a lot better than Dan's, you know what I'm saying? All right, what is your favorite animal at the zoo?
The gorillas.
Why is that?
Because they are funny to watch when they pound their chest and they get mad.
Now, let me ask you one more question. This goes for a lot of y'all at the table. How come you guys seem super fun off air, but when the microphone comes in front of you, you really seem to get nervous and not want to elaborate on things? I already told you I'm done with you, Dan. I'm all not right. asking you that question.
All right, Dan.
All right. Let's
raise
see.
Your hand
okay,
if
I'm
going to
really come over
one.
Here.
Raise your hand if you really got one.
All right.
One.
Sir, I feel like my first group of people really let me down. Would you agree with that?
In a way, but they're great people, so...
I didn't ask if they were great people. I said, did they let me down?
Unfortunately.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, what is your name, and do you have a sports opinion for us?
My name is the great tutor, Ricardo. And yes, I have a sports opinion. It may not be the way we all expect, but I really think when it matters most at home, there is no way the Cowboys are going to lose to the Giants. Y'all may disagree, but I'm feeling it. I'm thinking they're not going to let the fans down. We've been on such a down spiral that they're going to turn it around, even if it's just for one game.
Okay, I like it. Now, what's your favorite animal to see at the zoo, and do you want to give your own shout-out yourself this time?
My favorite animal is elephant. Okay. Elephant because they're pretty emotional creatures. They have feelings and they have really great memories. Okay. And if I can give a shout out, my grandma's birthday this year is on Thanksgiving. You know, so really happy to be with her. It's just us two. But if you know, there's no one else, I'd rather experience my life journey with than with her. She means the world to me and... Wouldn't have it any other way.
I got an idea real quick, if you don't mind, Corey. He said his grandma's birthday is on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
we're not going to be here on Thanksgiving.
We got to make sure we say it, not can't sing
well,
it.
Well, don't we say happy birthday? Because if we sing it, we're going to get sued. So on the count of three, can you all give me a happy birthday? One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Well, that was delightful.
That was nice.
Do you want me to? Do you want to talk?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay. All right. We've got a little kiddo over here. Can you tell us how old your kiddo is?
She's almost two.
When does she turn two?
January 20th.
Okay. I have a little boy at home. He just turned two in August. Do you want to say anything on the radio? It's okay if you don't. You want to say something? That's okay. I got that same thing from that table over there. So I definitely get what's happening. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Sir, you look kind of like me, but with hair. Do you have a sports opinion, and what is your name?
Yes, and my name is Jason.
Okay. What is your sports opinion?
The Dallas Stars are wearing the Stanley Cup.
Woo!
Yes. Yes. I like that one.
And what is your favorite animal to see at the zoo?
Beaver.
Beavers are great, man. Okay. Beavers are always good.
Okay, yeah, what are we nice. Doing here? It's they the middle
dams.
Of the day,
they built
people.
Dams. They
it
the
is
wood.
The middle of the day.
It's cool.
I don't
builders.
Know what we're trying to prove here. All right, hold on. I can get a couple more in. Just one second. All right.
Cheers to that guy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Corey. It's the middle of the day, for goodness sake. All right, sir, what is your name, and do you have a sports opinion for me?
David, and yes, I do. Actually, I have several. But.
Okay.
Just one. All right. One per customer.
We overpaid our quarterback.
Yeah. That's fair. That is fair. What is your Twice. That's true. I can hear you talking now over there. I might come back to you. All right. What is your favorite animal to see at the zoo?
Pandas.
Oh, the panda. They're so stupid.
Why is a panda stupid?
Pandas are dumb. I don't even know how they continue to live. Well, go watch videos of them, dude. They fall out of trees. They're the dumbest, but they're hilarious. I'm serious. Watch videos.
Hold on. Just one second. Hold on, Corey. Something has just transpired. May I sit down next to you, please? I'm just going to move this bag. All right. I didn't expect this. Will you tell us your name, and do you agree with Corey's opinion that pandas are kind of dumb?
I'm Oliver Britton, and yes, I do agree with
that. Yes. I didn't expect this. What is it that makes you think that pandas are dumb?
They eat one thing their entire life. They eat bamboo. Why not eat anything else? It has no nutritional value.
Do you think if they came to Buffalo Wild Wings, they'd be super pumped?
No.
It's not really the answer I was hoping for there, but I appreciate your time, nevertheless. All right. Corey, if we want to go back to you, if you want to read any of the fan texts or YouTube or Twitch.
Oh, I appreciate that. Kevin, I'm watching videos of pandas falling out of trees right now.
Why? I had no idea you had such an anti-panda agenda.
I'm not anti-panda. I think pandas are great. I just think that they're really funny to watch. So go check out some videos. From the 469, my sports opinion is the Rangers bandwagon fans will make tickets more available because they're not, you know, the bandwagoners are going to kind of fall off the wagon. And then other people are going to be able to get their opportunities. They didn't send in an animal, though, so I'm going to say pandas for that person.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Alec, do you have a sports opinion? And then what is your favorite animal to see at the zoo?
Sports opinion for me, I went card shopping for the first time since like the pandemic yesterday, card shopping.
Where did
Texas
you go?
Texas Roadshow out in Mansfield. It's literally like 10 minutes from my house. I had no idea. So went down there, and it's really fun to see how popular baseball is getting because of guys like Paul Skeens. There were at least 6 or 7 people that walked in while I was there that were buying the Topps update packs to try to get that Paul Skeens. Like, it's pretty cool to see that people are really excited about this one set of cards, and they're excited about baseball right now because there's a lot of young talent that's making baseball exciting again.
From the 817, Rocker and Leiter will both be in the starting rotation to start the season, and they've already moved on to baseball. And flamingos, obviously. That's from Adam in Arlington, so he loves the flamingos.
I had a quick question on that front. Are penguins at all of the zoos? Because I know they're at, like, the Dallas World Aquarium, which is like a hybrid of a zoo and aquarium. Are penguins readily found at a regular zoo?
I don't know the answer to that question.
All right. Do you also dislike penguins because they're black and white like the pandas?
Look at these dumb pandas. Look at the video. Look dumb. That one right there, he fell out of a tree. It just broke. Why are they climbing up that high when they know they don't have balance? They are very imbalanced animals, I'm just saying.
I don't know the answer to that question. From the 817, there's some fair critiques for me on here. Why is Kevin being a D? That is tough. From the 903, the fans are nervous because they're being aggressively berated with tough questions. Oh, man.
Those are tough questions.
Are they tough questions? Yeah. What's your favorite animal at the zoo? Is it a tough question?
Well,
all right.
A lot of people, man. You've seen
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
From the Cowboys, from the 817, the Cowboys have two near-wasted first-round picks, have two wasted fourth-round picks, and it's apparent Jerry Jones no longer knows how to get anything done in free agent or how to general manage a team if he ever did. So that was
okay.
Again, no animal that they threw on there. So we'll give them a panda as well. They just get pandas if you don't send that in.
Man, I seriously had no idea you had such an anti-panda thought process.
469, Lewis in Louisville. My sports opinion, the Rangers are going to be back in the World Series this year, and my favorite animal is the lion because they'll tear anything up. Shout out Peace-a-thon.
Oh, Peace-a-thon is just a few days away. I was going to agree with you about the giraffe because I think they look awesome, and they'll just lick the food out of your hand.
Yes, they will.
And then you guys told me to look up giraffe fights. I'm not saying I hope those fights happen, but if they've already been filmed, then I can watch them again and again, and they're kind of entertaining. They really, really are. All right, can I throw something out real quick before we get to AM on the FM?
Sure.
We didn't have an opportunity to hit this earlier. This came out right after we went off the air yesterday. Major League Baseball is going to test robot umpires at 13 spring training ballparks hosting 19 teams. And Rob Manfred said he has interest in getting this done by 2026. Now, obviously, a lot is going to come up in the collective bargaining agreement, and there's a lot of different things when it comes to that. But what do you think about taking a step closer to the robot umpires?
There is an element about it that I really like, because you can get the calls right, right? Like, that's the part of it that I think is really important, is making sure those calls are right. Because when we watch Angel Hernandez do what he was doing, you're just like, that's just miserable. And nothing can change about it until he decided, like the Supreme Court justice, that he would leave. That was right. The only way to get around that. So that is the element, one element that I like about it. The other part, though, is I do kind of like the human element that okay. comes with being an umpire, and that's part of the game that's always been there. You can take your ire out on umpires a lot of times by yelling and booing and stuff like that. And you're going to be yelling at a robot now because he didn't call ball or strike. So you're going to know that it was right or wrong. So that
do you think the robot's
going
to be sassy at all? Like, it's going to go, I do not care how you feel.
No, I think
probably not.
I think the robot's not going to care at all.
Okay.
Kevin, by the way, CeeDee Lamb did practice today, and the expectation is that he will play on
yes!
Sunday.
Yes! All right, let's go. Alec, if you can give me cut number 8 real quick, one more thing to go over on the baseball agenda.
1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way, back it goes!
Shohei Ohtani finished his incredibly historic season. First 50-50 player, the first primary DH to win MVP, the first player, I believe, ever to win 3 unanimous MVPs, as he did it again. Aaron Judge also picked up a unanimous MVP. So Aaron Judge, that's the second one. Shohei Ohtani, that's the third one. And even when you took out his pitching, he was like, that's fine, I'm still the best.
Yeah, he did something special. Now, I don't know exactly if that was like a goal of getting to the 50-50. Like, was that a goal to start the season? Or was
yeah, I don't know.
Like, hey, man, I'm getting close to that. And did all those stolen bases, were they called for? You know, because
yeah.
of the game. The game called for him to actually do it. Or are they doing it for the stats? But, man, the dude's a talented player. He's an amazing athlete. I didn't know he was as fast as he was whenever he got here. And I honestly didn't know he was as fast as he was most of his career until this year.
Now, it looks like the Cowboys might have patched up the loophole
yeah,
in their website.
Like,
because now if you put Daniel Jones on the Cowboys website, it just takes you to the Cowboys roster.
Okay.
And I clicked on Brian Anger, and it's just regular Brian Anger.
Man,
so
they move fast.
It looks like they heard the word pretty quickly, and they're like, we better fix this.
Yeah, that's probably smart on their part.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington.
And we've become like a de facto drop-off for Peace-a-thon stuff today. This is
man,
pretty amazing.
So, look, I know we've been chilling Peace-a-thon pretty hard. It's coming up on Wednesday, but we have had at least, what, 5 people now drop things off for Peace-a-thon. I very much appreciate everyone waiting until I logged everything already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Anything that can help us raise more money for My Possibilities, which is a great organization in Plano, we very much appreciate it. And now it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. 1 for Alec, 0 for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Never got to my animal in the combo platter. I'm going to go with the lemur.
I'm sorry, Alec. My bad.
The lemur is probably my favorite to look at because I saw some in Florida. So the Florida man and the Florida lemur are pretty similar because they were very like overactive and energetic and weird. So
okay,
yeah, I just kind of like the energy because like everything else at that zoo I went to in Jacksonville, they were all just kind of like tired and chilling. The lemurs were going crazy, so I was there for the party.
Now, Alec, I have a quick question for you. I understand if it hurts your feelings because people don't particularly clap for me either. But normally, this is the time where we would introduce Mike Likes It. And instead, we introduce AM on the FM, and we didn't get as much fanfare here in the room. Are you disappointed by that? Oh.
Feels a little forced.
I mean, you know,
But hey. I will say it probably hurts not being there in person. You guys are in my neck of the woods. I frequent at that location. So shout out to everybody who did show up there out there in my neck of the woods in Arlington. Appreciate that. But I will say that maybe I can try to channel something a little Mike likes it-ish here in just a second that we'll get to after the question of the day. But we're going to answer that on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. Today is not a made-up holiday. Well, it could be. I don't know who verifies these things. But National Day Calendar says today is Substitute Educators Day. So I want to go ahead and talk about our favorite classes that we attended. Whether it's college, grade school, what have you. What was your favorite single class that you ever enrolled in? 877-881-1053. I'll start it off because for me, it's something that was a lot more functional that I didn't realize was going to help me as much as it has. It was I think, senior level broadcast class in college. I took broadcast announcing, and it was literally like the art of speaking. Like breaking down how to breathe the right way and all this stuff. And you start to piece things together and you're like, huh, like it was kind of hard to focus on at first. Like I should be doing this. And then it becomes second nature and you realize how easy it is to speak once you do it the right way. I was like, huh, like this feels like you just overthought how to say words. But then you're like, no, it actually makes a lot of sense. And like some of the theory that goes into speech, like whenever you speak to somebody that you have really strong affectionate feelings for, inherently your voice gets lighter and more airy. Like it's kind of weird. There's some weird phenomenons with your voice. So that was probably the most functional class I ever took.
So I think one of my favorite classes I took was geology at A&M that came with a lab because right. Because in the actual class, one day they just showed us volcano as if the movie with Tommy Lee Jones, as if that was a good interpretation of what really happens. But then in my lab, our assistant professor said as a bonus question, name the members of the Legion of Doom. And I walked up and said, do you mean the Legion of the Doom, Legion of Doom, like the superheroes or the wrestling team? And he goes, no one has ever asked me that. You can write either one. So I did, got my extra credit, actually became friends with that guy.
Which one did you write it on?
I wrote Hawk and Animal, the Legion of Doom for the wrestlers.
Good job, man.
That's a smart man.
Approach.
Because there's only two, that's easier.
I too loved a speech class. It was a Maymester, so it was 2 weeks long. So that was a nice class, but there was a sociology of disaster was a class that I took. So it basically focused in on like how people react whenever there's a pandemic, I never thought I would know or need that, honestly, how people respond whenever war's happening and stuff like that. So it was really fascinating because I've been able to see and apply it a lot of times whenever I see stuff in the news. I'm like, I know what most people are going to be, how they're going to respond to these things. So I'm not really ever surprised by the way a lot of people respond because that's just how nature has built this whole thing. So it was a really fun class. The teacher also, none of our tests were in class. They were all online. We did have lecture at UNT and we were in class, but we would all take all of our tests online at home.
Those are the best.
That didn't matter, but it was more comfortable because I had a kid at the time and I was, you know, in college and I was trying to do all these different things and I could be home at night instead of at the class taking a test.
Now, Alec, can I tell you an embarrassing thing real quick? What I thought was going to be my least favorite class, once again, at A&M, is when I had to take kinesiology, and I wasn't smart enough to know that that was just gym, and I thought it was this whole new science that I'd never heard of, I swear, in my life. And then we showed up, and we're like, we're going to be playing badminton today, and it turned out just fine.
See, that was my favorite bit was like anytime any of the like star athletes in high school got, you know, scholarship offers and stuff. What are you majoring in? Kinesiology. It's like, oh, you haven't figured out what you actually want to do yet. Yeah. That was always the running bit. I don't know if it still is, but I have some friends that have actually turned that into real things. Like one of my friends that I think I did like fifth grade through middle school with maybe, she's a trainer for the Ravens now. So
oh,
I'm like,
cool.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, like you can do functional stuff with a kinesiology degree. That's pretty cool. So I can't make that joke anymore. I did see from the 817, they said Micah Parsons needs to take the same class that I did.
Oh,
I guess rude. They're an avid listener of The Edge, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, but let's see, golf class in college from the 497. I think that's Choppy texting in.
Probably so.
From the 214, game theory from the 903, history of any kind. This was okay. Me up until high school from the 469, football and lunch. Yeah, that sounds about
right. Does lunch count as a class?
It showed up on the schedule as an actual block. Like a class, at least for us in Mansfield ISD. So it was like I kind of considered it one because we got a whole class period for it. So sure, I'll allow it. It's my segment. I'll allow it. But from the 214, that was me at A&M with zoology.
Oh, cool!
Oh, look at that.
By the way, I didn't think Alec there was any way I was going to be able to link this together. But if you need an eye exam for your animal, we will also have that up for bid during Peace-a-thon.
Really?
Yes.
An eye exam for your animal.
Eye exam for your animal.
Oh, I know that person.
Yes, you do.
Dude, I also had a class that it was like Supreme Court was the thing that we were kind of going through, and we just basically watched a bunch of episodes of West Wing. So I have seen episodes of West Wing, Tim Collins. It's just only a few of them. Sorry about that. Like the filibuster episode.
One of our bosses is waiting for Corey to start West Wing. So every time he goes on air and he's like, yeah, I'm looking for a new show, Tim always texts him like the login screen and everything to just start West Wing straight away.
When are you going
to
watch it? He won't watch any show I recommend until I finish West Wing. So there you go.
That's fair. There was a while where Colby refused to talk to me until I watched all the John Wick movies.
It was a long month.
Mission accomplished.
Well, keep those coming in. 877-881-1053. Your favorite class that you ever took in your education. I do want to run this in case you missed the... Really, the only reason why the Cleveland Browns were able to get a win yesterday, it was because of this speech that I can't even think of a superlative to attach to it, that Jameis Winston gave with Kaylee Hartung on Amazon Prime before the game.
You have said you don't become a Brown until you beat the Steelers. What will it take tonight?
The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm dependent on the Lord.
Is that the message to the team?
Day by day, one play at a time. That's the message.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
Jameis is a character, man.
That's nice.
He said the horse is ready for battle.
It is a blessing to get to play in this snow. Oh, man. That feels like a Texan talking right there.
It really does. I would never say that because I hate the cold. So, Jameis is better than me. I would never play football in the snow. Like, I hate the whole this is football weather thing. No, it's not. That's inhumane borderline. Like, last year when you had that, what was it, the playoff game with the Dolphins and the Chiefs where people were getting frostbite and they were having to get limbs severed because they got frostbite and stuff. It's like, no, it's inhumane. That's not football weather. Stop that. I just hate that.
But then again, here in Texas, high school football starts in 116-degree weather out there.
That is true. That's inhumane, too.
I always appreciate being up in the air-conditioned press box during those times. Yeah.
Yes, I will thankfully be in one tonight that's going to have a heater out there in Birdville ISD. Excited for that. Yeah, Fort Worth All Saints taking on Fort Worth Christian. So that's going to be a fun one. I will have that coverage tonight. Love high school football, especially in the playoffs. There's nothing like it. But guys, I realized when Mike texted us a link to YouTube earlier this morning that he wasn't going to be here. I was like, dang. So I got some big shoes to fill. So I was like, there's a few things I could do. You know, I could Google take a load off. That's probably not the greatest idea.
Yes.
So I did do some research. And I was able to track down something. And it is called Funny Things to Talk About, 100 Ways to Laugh.
I love it.
I was able to find it, so we are going to take a load off.
Look at that.
To end AM on the FM, one time and one time only.
Dude, we need to keep this link around just in case.
So I have bookmarked it as of right now. It is going into my personal bookmarks on my Google Chrome. It is not going anywhere. We are going to question number 77.
All right.
Why?
Tyler and Smith.
Yes. What is the best Wi-Fi name you've ever seen?
FBI, we're in the van outside. I've seen that one
Someone
before.
Someone in my neighborhood has that too.
I don't know why, Alec, you've decided to adopt this nonsense.
It's awesome.
From Mike Bassick.
You call it nonsense.
I don't know why people cheered it. And one person in particular got hyped when you said you bookmarked something. So, like, people are clearly into this, and I refuse to answer your stupid question.
Wow. Oh, okay, wow. Well, I'll answer it myself. There is one in my neighborhood that is like NSA surveillance van.
Yes.
I don't know whose that is. It might be an actual surveillance van. I don't know. But I think that is just hilarious.
Okay.
It's awesome.
I will answer it because one time I saw, I can't remember the exact names, but it was something like Kim's Wi-Fi. Just kidding. This is Jennifer. Like, that's the whole, and I was like, okay, you put in the work. I'm proud of you for that.
I'm proud of you for taking a load off, Kevin. That's AM on the FM.
There you go. AM on the FM right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're the KNC Masterpiece. And coming up next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Mike McDaniels, Bryson DeChambeau, and a ruptured testicle. We do it next on The Fan.